Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Sally. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great day and you've had a great week ahead. Today I'm going to speak about make the ask. Steve Jobs said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. Stay hungry. Stay foolish." Steve Jobs. Don't be afraid to make the ask. We come across situations throughout life, in our personal life, in our work situations, where we need to ask something and make a request from a person in a position of authority and in a position to say no. In many cases, it's a group decision. We need to have the courage to know what we want, to do our homework, the research, to prepare, to build a case, and to make the ask. Even though if it seems the ask is unreasonable to us, or it is a huge ask that we feel has not been done before, we need to just do it. Don't be afraid. The worst they can say is no. A no is not a rejection of you. It just means that you have not built a strong enough business case to justify what you're asking for. Let me give you an example. At work, we recently created a new sales organization from the ground up for technology consulting sales. 5 months into it, we realized that we needed to bolster the pre-sales consulting resources to aid the new sales effort. As the leader of this new organization, I had to make the ask. I had to present the business case to 12 delivery leads and solution principals across North America to ask them to give extra work to their teams that will now need to also support the new sales organization. Nobody wants to do extra work when they're already busy and swamped. I, however, did my homework and research and built the business case as to why this was important. I was very specific in the ask. What do I need? Why do I need it? What is the business benefit of the ask? What it entails and how the overall organization will gain. Once you do this and lay it out clearly and concisely, it becomes a logical decision. While I did get some pushback and a lot of questions from the group, at the end of the meeting, my ask was granted. They agreed. Folks, even if the ask is big and you think it will never be approved, don't assume anything. Do your homework. Prepare. Be specific. Have examples that you can point to. Build a solid business case and go do it. Explain clearly what you need, why you need it, and how the organization, not you individually, but the organization will benefit. Don't make it about you. Make it about the organization, the team, the people, the customers. The benefit of doing what you are asking for and how everyone will be better off in the long run as a result. Have faith in your convictions and abilities and go ahead and make the ask. To conclude, I'm going to read something I came across called The Best Advice. Save money every week. It doesn't matter how much, just save. Listen to your parents' advice. At the end of the day, they are the only ones who want the best for you. Choose your friends wisely, as you are the product of your environment. Learn to be alone and independent. It's a skill few master. Educate yourself. Read, read, read. And listen to many podcasts such as this. Be healthy and look after your body. Don't wait for someone to love you. Learn to love yourself first. And the last but most important advice, you'll be okay. So I hope you all enjoyed this podcast about making the ask. No matter how big it is, no matter how crazy it sounds, do your homework and make the ask and shoot for the moon. If you don't get it, you'll at least fall on the stars. This is Sal Selly. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.